welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it's time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. It is a habit, and I love that you guys have created this awesome habit of joining me and also listening to these quickies every single week. So this week, we've got a big topic. I feel like it's everywhere right now. It's coming into my inbox. It's in my life. It's something that I'm really working hard on. And these are the 7 steps that I've written down to manifesting. What is it that you want? Is it a job? Is it a man? Is it your book to reach New York Times bestseller? Can you tell that's what I want? So right now I'm already in prep mode for manifesting some things in my life, and they're already on the top of my meditation, prayer, / early morning manifestation thoughts. So I'm going to teach you exactly what I do so that you can call in and focus on and create a plan around whatever it is that you are desiring. So whether you're somebody who believes that you can manifest or not, I just want to talk a little bit about what this actually does when you do it. You know, if we're going to talk science and statistics, you are 44% more likely to reach your goal if you just write down your goals and be specific. So imagine if you wrote your goals down and then you kept them in the forefront of your brain all of the time. And you also started asking for some guidance from a higher power or whatever it is that you believe. So if this is constantly on your brain, you can only imagine that all of your actions and all of your energy and even the way that you're showing up to different events or to life in general is going to really open your mind for more creative capacity. So let's jump right into number one. And that brings us to getting clear and being really specific. So when you're thinking of something that you are desiring, it's important to be as specific as possible. Like, oh, I really want a better job. Well, you might end up getting that job and it could be better in terms of something as far as maybe the paycheck, but maybe your hours are awful or the environment is terrible. So get really specific on what it is that you want. So use words like, I want a great working environment where I get along fantastically with my coworkers, where we really creatively jive. Just different things. Get really specific on exactly what it is that you want. So whether you're manifesting a partner, you know, maybe you're not as specific in the package that it comes in, but what you desire to feel like within that relationship and how you desire to interact and how you want them to feel, right? So start using specific words around that. So get clear. And then your next step, number two, is to actually write it down and ask for it. So something that I did this morning, just so you can know exactly how I'm doing this, I write them in prayers. And this is something I've been doing for a little while that has been really, really remarkable. And I'm going to share a quick story with you. I'll either write Dear God or whatever you want to write, whatever you feel comfortable with, Dear Universe, whatever that is. But I believe that things were put on our heart because no matter what they are, is because we're meant to carry them out and it's going to help us on our bigger, higher purpose. So whatever you write, you can say I desire or Dear Universe or like I said, Dear God. And I had written, I was looking for a literary agent. And I said, "Dear God, please make this laughably easy in helping me find a literary agent. I would love it to be somebody that I have fun with, that I love creating with, and I would love for it to be so easy that it actually makes me laugh out loud." So I had written this down and I prayed on it and I meditated on it. And the next morning, I had a woman who has been in my programs for a long time, had messaged me, and she's absolutely amazing. Her name is Star Rinaldi. And she messaged me and said, "Hey, how's your book going?" And I said, "You know, I'm still looking for a literary agent." And she said, "Why didn't you say something? I have the most amazing literary agent. I'm going to connect you right now." And that day I was connected with a woman who's absolutely incredible. I just happened to be going to New York like probably a few weeks after that and met with her there. She came on the train to New York City to meet with us, and we spent hours and hours and hours talking. And it was absolutely, it was a miracle, to be quite honest with you. It was absolutely miraculous. So things like this happen all the time when you are open and when you are really ready and in that space to receive, and you believe it and you have faith. I will tell you that I put a lot of work around trust and faith within that. So it's not like it can happen right away sometimes, and sometimes it will for some of you, just dependent upon where you are in the journey. And the answer is not always meant to be yes. So, you know, there are plenty of things that I've written down that have not happened because it wasn't the right answer for me. So What is it? I think it's, there's three answers. Yes, no, and not right now. And and at most of those times, they are the exact answer we are meant to be getting. Well, not most of the time, all the time. They are the exact answer that we're meant to be getting, but not always the one that we're desiring. So just have faith that no matter what answer you are getting, it is the correct one for you. So let's move on to number three. Number three is making a plan of action. So of course, we want to manifest and we want to pray and we want to meditate and we want to write these things down, but we must put a plan into action in order to start heading in that direction, right? To start being open, to start saying yes, to start showing that yes, indeed, you are taking that action step and proving that this is something that you desire. So make a plan of action. And number four is to trust. So releasing the outcome and going back to daily action. So sometimes what can happen is we can make this plan of action and we can set our goal and we can always start looking at the big goal and get really, really overwhelmed and things aren't happening fast enough. And wow, why isn't this happening for me? Why is this happening for her or him? And what happens is that we lose trust. We forget that whatever is coming into our space is perfect for us, and we need to back it back up to just our daily action. So instead of looking out 2 weeks, 6 months, 2 years, 5 years, we need to just say, what do I need to do today to move a little bit closer to this goal? What do I need to do today to move a little bit closer to this goal? And just trust and release whatever it is that's giving you anxiety. Number five, watch for signs and detours. So I love the quote, detours detours in the right direction, right? So a lot of times when we're getting detours, it's actually taking us into the correct direction that we were not meant or that we were not originally going on. So sometimes we can put something in our navigation, right? We can enter an address into our navigation and we can get detoured because we're meant to see that particular thing or run into that person or, you know, have something come up that wasn't initially going to be on the route that we thought we were meant to take. And this detour can be so surprisingly beautiful that you can't imagine if you would not have gotten detoured or sidetracked, or maybe even it can come in the form of you procrastinated and you're upset with yourself. But within that procrastination, you got a beautiful gift. This has happened to me so many times where I've been like, I'm so mad at myself. I can't believe I'm procrastinating. Well, when we can let go of that and just say, was there anything that I learned during the procrastination? Can I take action right now? And if you can see something then let it go. It's all good. So watch for signs and detours. So when signs are coming and when things are starting to come in, what happens is a lot of people can actually just totally ignore it. So we ignore the signs, or we ignore all the beautiful things that are coming in our path that are meant to be happening for us, because we're just so darn focused on what we think it's supposed to be like, right? So watch for those signs and detours. Number six, feel it. This is vital. How do you want to feel once that manifestation has come true? So for me, I'm just going to put it out there. I desire to be a New York Times bestseller with my book that I am just finishing the proposal on. So I desire to be New York Times bestseller, a New York Times bestseller. So in order for me to really start manifesting that, I picture what it will feel like when it happens, when I am there, being on the book tour and knowing that I'm getting this message across to hundreds of thousands of people, and I'm feeling the room and what they feel like when they get this message, and I'm feeling what they're feeling when they're reading the book and getting these breakthroughs, and I'm just allowing myself to go there every single day in my visualization and meditation. And then I'm thanking God or the universe, whatever you believe, for this feeling, for this gift, for being able to experience this. And it's so real to me. It's a visceral experience that you're literally bringing it into your life. And I'm already in that energy. So I'm really in this creative space of seeing opportunities of how could I get this book out there even more, because I'm just such in such a expansive place. So instead of being in fear of, am I going to, I'm a first-time author, I'm not enough, I'm in this space that I've never been in before, that's not going to bring me to a good place, right? That's going to close me off. It's going to make me feel, or it's going to really have me be in this energy of lack of confidence. So the people I get around, I'm going to shrink. Instead of being in the space of, yes, this is a full body yes for me. This is like, I've already been here. I feel this. Like, I'm living this. I am this. What do you think I'm going to do when I walk in a room like that? I think I'm going to make some stuff happen. You know what I mean? So that's where we want you to be. We want you to be in that mode of, I've been here. I felt it. I'm making stuff happen. Like, I deserve to be here because I am feeling this right now. And that's when you're going to be in that frequency and vibration of attracting those people, because you are just going to be like this beaming lighthouse, right? So you got to feel it. That is like, that should maybe be number one, guys. So if you're driving right now or you're working out right now, what is it? Like, what is it? Can you feel for a minute and just picture, bring it in and feel it on a cellular level? Like, let it just become you. You are it. You are it. That's how you become it, is feeling it first. So want you to take that one and really, 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 you can do this everywhere. You can do this any part of your day. What would you feel like if it was already here? And now you be that for the rest of the day and tomorrow and the next day. And I just want you to see the magic that you are about to pull in. And I want you to tell me about it. So tell me on my Instagram or on Facebook, because you guys know I do a Facebook Live every single morning at Lori Harder. And we have a seventh step. Let go of the outcome. You gotta let go, baby. I'm gonna sing it to you. Let it go, right? Okay, all those moms who can't stand Frozen right now, I'm sorry, I had to bring it in. But for real, let it go. It may not come in the form that you think it's going to come in. I tell this story all the time. I was like pushing so hard because I thought I wanted to be like a Jillian Michaels type. I was pushing so hard before I had a cover and nothing was coming. Let me tell you, I was pushing it away. Cause who wants to be around someone in that needy energy? Nobody, not even myself. that you just have to let it go with or without that outcome, right? So this is the interesting part, because I just got done telling you to feel it. And when I say feel it, I mean enjoy it. But if you're feeling it in a way that's like, why don't I have that? I need that. That's a totally different energy. That is going to push everything away. So I want you to get in it in excitement. You can hear all the sirens, but hey, whatever. this is an important message, so they had to come. But you want to feel it, but then also you don't want to attach to the outcome. So it doesn't have to come in a certain form or in a particular way, right? Just like your man who you might be thinking is going to be this perfect guy and this perfect partner for you. And he's got to be 6'4" with blonde hair and blue eyes. Like, honestly, we have to detach from the form in which it comes, because, and we have to stay creatively open and just open in general to the idea that it could be coming in a different way than we expect. Because for me, I had no idea that I'd want to write books and do self-development and do a podcast and do events. And if I wouldn't, oh my gosh, like, this is now my purpose. If I wouldn't have been open to that and just thought it was going to be a TV show and TV and being some sort of fitness celebrity, that's really what I thought I wanted. And I was so attached to that for so long that when it wasn't coming, I literally just, I felt like my world was ending. And now I can't imagine if something like that would have happened, I would have realized, you know, maybe years into it, that I would have just been miserable. And now that's going to be a great path for some people. But for me, I can't fathom not being able to talk to you guys like this and not being able to have this channel to be able to just share these instantaneous messages and downloads and love and spirituality and business and whatever it is. I just love to share good messages, and not being able to do that would just break my heart. Now, there's a million different ways to get to the place that you want. And sometimes we do go through areas in our life that we don't want to be in order to understand where we actually need to go. So just be willing to let it go and to stop resisting when those fears come in. Because fears are going to come up. These old stories are going to come up. They are going to want to stop you. But instead, get right back into number 6 and feel it. What would you feel like? What's it going to look like? How excited are you? What energy would you be in when you walk in that room if you already had it? Because you guys, if you can picture it, it's yours. You are it. You do have it. You are it. Like, I don't have a book out yet, but I am a New York Times bestselling author. I feel it because I have pictured it. I already know what it feels like. I've seen the rooms. I've been on the book tours. I've seen all of you guys that have read it. It's really amazing. So for me, it's a really real thing, and it will happen. So speak it. Tell people about it. Be so bold and just audacious with it, because the bold are the ones who will be rewarded, not the people who shrink and get weakened by their own ideas and message. That idea and message that is within you is gifted from something so big, and it's supporting you. It's all around you. You will never be given an idea without enough support to follow through with it. And that just requires your faith. So if you're feeling weak around that idea, it's just an arrow for you pointing at faith. Get on your knees, say a prayer, get in meditation, visualize it. I can only say these things with such, just feeling so confident and so rooted because I do the work around it. And if I did not, I would not be able to say these things. So do the work so that you can grow into the person who can carry the message that you have been gifted. So you guys, 7 steps to manifesting whatever the heck it is that you desire, because I believe that everything that you desire is meant to be in your life, because it is only going to help support you in getting even more of your message out. So I'm so grateful for you guys, and I have a free 14-day challenge that is starting in November, end of November. So you guys join right now. It's actually, I believe it's November 27th or 28th that it's beginning. So go to lauriehartor.com/challenge. It is a free 14-day workout consistency challenge. I'm going to be giving away massive prizes, including 1 free Bliss Project ticket to my soul sold out event. I have reserved a ticket for this specific purpose. So I'll be giving away one free Bliss Project ticket for a person that we choose at random who completes the 14-day consistency challenge. You guys, these workouts are 20 minutes or less. So 20 minutes or less for 14 days straight, because I believe that when we can commit to habits, it's literally going to launch us into the new year. So if you guys can just move with me, if you can share it with your friends, if you can share it with your family, I'm going to be giving away a ton of other prizes on that challenge. So LoriHarder.com/challenge. Join me now. It is an Instagram challenge. So you'll be posting updates on Instagram, and follow me there, Lori Harder. And I cannot wait. This is one of the top things I'm most excited about, is just being able to connect with all you guys every single day on this challenge and having everyone, including your family and all your friends, join for free as well. So forward the challenge to them too, because we're going to be one big happy freaking family working out together and having fun and hashtagging our pictures and talking about what we're doing together, because we are going to manifest the crap out of this next year, you guys. I just feel it. Like, I feel so much good and elevation for everything that you are cracking open into and everything that is coming to you. I see it. It's all on its way, you guys. So thanks so much for always listening in, and I shall talk to you soon. Have the best day and earn your happy. Bye-bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.